taxes. Not Dallas taxes. Not Austin taxes. Taxes. You know, where the government says, we don't have any money, so we want your money. Give it to us under pain of jail. Now, I don't know about you, but in most circumstances, when somebody takes your money from you through threat and force, that's robbery. But we won't go there for right now. I guess it all depends on how much they take, huh? How much you want to give. This is an accountant who is writing to the IRS. It is supposedly a real letter submitted in the 90s, way, way, way back in the old days, the 1990s, regarding his denial of dependents. I had this happen to me. Believe it or not, 3 years ago, they rejected my return. You guys will like this. Because they said, well, we don't think you have 10 kids. I said, well, I do. They're here. I can count them. Well, we just don't have a spot on our forms for this many. I said, can I talk to somebody? Fortunately, I got an auditor that had 8 children himself. He was very kind and very helpful. But I will tell you, the IRS rejected my return because they didn't believe that we had 10 children. We made it up, I guess, just to get the deductions. Here's the letter. This guy's an accountant. Dear sirs, I'm responding to your letter denying the deduction for 2 of my 3 dependents I claimed on my 1994 federal tax return. Thank you. I have questioned whether or not these are my children for years. They are nasty and expensive. It's only fair that, since they are minors and are no longer my responsibility, the government should know something about them and what to expect over the next year. Please do not try to reassign them to me next year and reinstate the deduction. They are yours. The oldest, Kristen, is now 17. She is brilliant. Ask her. I suggest you put her to work in your office where she can answer people's questions about their returns. While she has no formal training, that has not seemed to hamper her mastery of any subject you can name. Taxes should be a breeze. Next year, she is going to college. I think it is wonderful that you will now be responsible for that little expense. While you mull that over, keep in mind she also has a truck. It doesn't run at the moment, so you have the choice of appropriating some Department of Defense funds to fix the vehicle or getting up early to drive her to school. Patrick, my son, is 14. I've had my suspicions about this one. His eyes are a little closer together than those of normal people. He may be a tax examiner himself one day, if he is not incarcerated first. In February, I was awakened at 3 in the morning by a police officer who was bringing Patrick home. He and his friends were TPing houses. In the future, would you like him delivered to the local IRS office or to Ogden, Utah? Kids at 14 will try almost anything on a dare. His hair is purple. Permanent dye, temporary dye, what's the big deal? Learn to deal with it. You'll have plenty of time. As he is sitting out a few days of school after instigating a food fight in the cafeteria, it will take care of filing your phone number with the vice principal. Heather, my youngest, is an alien. She slid through a time warp and appeared as if by magic one year. I'm sure this one is yours. She's 10, going on 21. She wears tie-dyed clothes, beads, sandals, and hair that looks like Tiny Tim's. Fortunately, you will be raising my taxes to help offset the pinch of her remedial reading courses. Hooked on phonics is expensive, so the schools dropped it. But here's the good news. You can buy it yourself for half the amount of the deduction that you are now denying me.